So David Hashem Ori begins with David. David is the author. This is a mizmor of David. And says David, Hashem Ori V'yishi, Hashem is my light and my salvation. We'll see soon what that means. And because Hashem is the source of light and salvation for me, mimi ira, Hashem ma'oz chayai mimi afchad. So who will I fear? Hashem is ma'oz chayai, he's the fortress, ma'oz chayai, of my life. He's the protector. So mimi afchad. So who could I possibly be scared of? What's the difference between yira and pachad? So the Malbim suggests that yira is when you're scared of something specific. Perhaps there's an enemy knocking at the door. That's a specific fear. Pachad is a general fear, a general sense of trepidation, of being scared of the general surroundings. B'krov alai mireyem lechos b'sari tzori v'ayvai li hema kashlu v'nafalu. When my enemies, b'krov alai, when they come close, or milashon krav or milchama, mireyem, the enemies, when the evil people come to attack me, when they confront me, lechos b'sari, to eat my flesh, tzori v'ayvai li, when these enemies, when my enemies come to me, hema kashlu v'nafalu, they fall, they stumble. Im tachanai lai machaneh, if they surround me, lo yira li bi, I don't have fear. Im tukam alai milchama, and even if they stand up to me in battle, bezos ani boteach, in this I put my faith. What's bezos? So it's referring back to what we said in the very first pasuk, that Hashem is ori v'yishi, the realization, my awareness, that Hashem is my light and my salvation, so that is what I put my bitachon in. And this is the first section of L'David Hashem Ori. And I want to turn to the Medrash and Vayikra Rabbah to really understand the significance of this first section. In Medrash Rabbah, Vayikra Parsha Chaf Aleph, Rabbanan Pasrin Krab Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, Chazal understood that this Mizmor speaks to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ori means Rosh Hashanah. V'yishi, when is Hashem my salvation? On Yom HaKippurim. B'krov alai mireyim, what does it mean that my enemies are approaching me? Elu sarei umos olam, these are the ministering angels of the other nations. Le'echoas b'sari, what does it mean that they are coming to eat my flesh? And this is the key to understanding this mizmor. Lefish sarei umos olam banu mekatrigin al Yisrael, the ministering angels, the representatives of the nations in Shemayim, are coming and they're prosecuting Klal Yisrael. Omrim lefanav, they say to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Elu ovdei avodah zarah, ve'elu ovdei avodah zarah, Elu megali arayos, ve'elu megali arayos, Elu shofchei damim, ve'elu shofchei damim. They say, why are the Jews different? Both serve idols, both are involved in illicit relationships, both are murderous. Both the Jews and the non-Jews. The Jews are not special. The Gentiles are involved in these sins, and so are the Jews. Why do you favor the Jews, the rest of the world? The Medrash tells us that the attack that's being described in Tehillim is not necessarily a physical attack of an enemy. It might refer to that as well. But on a level that we can relate to the Mizmor, it's referring to the other nations that are condemning us, looking at our actions, looking at how we behave, and saying, are you really holy? Are you really different? Is there really something unique about Klal Yisrael? And the Mizmor says that if it wasn't for the fact that Hashem was Ori V'yishi, so they'd be correct, and I would be condemned. I am no different. I sin. And many of the sins I involve myself in are the same ones that we see the world at large involved in. But my saving grace is what? Hashem Ori V'yishi. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The kapara, the slicha and kapara of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. David says, Hashem Ori V'yishi, this is David's realization, and our realization, that my only saving grace from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or from the din, from my own actions, from the condemning statements of the Umos HaOlam to Hashem, my only saving grace is the fact that Hashem provides me the opportunity of tshuva, of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And this medrash is the source of our practice to say LeDavid, LeDavid Hashem Uri, during the time period of Elul, and throughout the Yom Tovim, the Yom Naraim and Yom Tovim. The reason why we say this mizmor is because of this medrash. So this is the first section of the medrash, the realization, the statement that tshuva is my salvation. We move on to the second section of LeDavid Hashem Uri, and this is the section, I think, which is the most central in terms of our own Avodas Hashem. Says David, Acha sho'alti me'es Hashem, oso avakesh, shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayei lachazos b'noam Hashem ulevaker beichalo. Acha sho'alti me'es Hashem, oso avakesh, this is a redundant expression. I have one request, and it is my bakasha. Certainly there's a stressing here. Shifti beveis Hashem, what's David's request? Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayei. I want to dwell in the presence of Hashem. Lachazos b'noam Hashem, to experience, to see the Noam Hashem. Ulevaker beheichalo. These two expressions, lachazos, to see, to experience the Noam Hashem, and levaker beheichalo. So I hear this sentence that this is describing two realms of experience with Hashem. Two areas where we confront, where we are able to meet with Hashem. One is in the world of experience, of emotions. Lachazos b'noam Hashem. And levaker, what's levaker? Bikur means to investigate, to contemplate. Bikur cholam doesn't mean to visit a sick. Bikur cholam means to investigate, to see if the sick person needs something, is getting proper medical treatment. Bikur means to investigate, to check something. Levaker beichalo doesn't mean to be a visitor. That would imply not spending so much time. Levaker beichalo means to meditate upon, to contemplate. The pasuk here seems to be describing, David seems to be requesting that he should have the full experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The emotional experience, lachzos b'noam Hashem, and levaker beichalo, the intellectual experience. And this request is our request. And this, I think, is the key point here, especially in light of what we said in the beginning of the Mizmor. Many times our actions don't reflect that our desire is to dwell in the presence of Hashem. We do so many things that seem to imply the opposite, that our goals are not spiritual goals, but other goals. And David here says, Acha shu'alti me'es Hashem, osa avakesh. He adds that this is really my request, the double expression. I ask something, and I don't only ask it, but this is really my bakasha, that I want to have the full experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to have the emotional experience, lachzos b'noam Hashem, and I also want to connect to Hashem intellectually, ulevaker beheichalo, to meditate on His ways and to meditate on His presence. And David continues the Bakasha, ki yitzbineni besuka. I ask that Hashem protect me. B'yom ra'a yasti reini, on a bad day that he gives me shelter and he provides for me. B'seser olo b'tsur yeromeni, and he raises me up so that I can transcend my enemies. V'ata yarom roshi al oivais vivosai, that I can be above and beyond the enemies that are surround me. And then v'ezbicha ba'olo Zivchei Trua. I can then bring in His Beis HaMikdash and His Ohel, but for us, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but it means in His presence. In our His presence, we should be able to bring Zivchei Trua. What are Zivchei Trua? Karbanos of Trua. On the most simple level, it means that the Karbanos were accompanied by the shofar blasts. Zivchei Trua. But the word Trua, it's been suggested, comes from the Aramaic word Rava. Like we say, Yehei Rava Kadamach, which means Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha. Rava is desire. Zivchei Trua means karbonos that are desirable to Hashem, or that make us desirable to Hashem. This is what the Targum explains, Shrua, Rava, to be desired. Ashira v'azamar l'Hashem. And then if Hashem raises me up, if He realizes that my bakasha is really not what I do, but really inside I want to serve Him, I want to come close to Him, and He'll provide for me, He'll raise me up, He'll allow me to overcome the enemies. And again, we identified who those enemies are. It means the ones who are saying, you're not special, you're not different, look at your actions, look how you behave, you do the same things that everybody else does. But Hashem, give me the ability to connect to my inner ratzon, my inner desire, so that I can disprove my enemies and I can transcend my actions and connect to what I really want. And I will then be trua, zivchei trua, I will be desired by Hashem. And ashira va'azamra la'Hashem, and I can sing His praises. I said that this middle section here of L'David Hashem is really, I think, the ikar of our tefillah of L'David Hashem during this time. We are saying to Hashem, please allow us to be judged based on what we really want, not necessarily based on how we act. And even more than that, because tshuva is not just about getting judged well, but it's about reorienting ourselves with what our goals are. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says that Rabbi Alexandri, Basar de Matzlai, after he would daven, used to say as follows, Ribon ha'olamim, galoi v'yadua lefanecha, shirisoneinu, Lasos Ritzoncha. Our Ratzon is to do your Ratzon. Umima Akev, and who stops us? Su'or Shabi'isa v'shibud Malchus. This means, Su'or Shabi'isa means the leaven in the bread, which means the Yitzhara inside us. And Shibud Malchus are external pressures. There are internal things, there's Yitzharas, there are desires inside that lead us astray. There's Shibud Malchus, there's hardship from the outside, external pressures that lead us astray, blind us from the goals that we really want to accomplish. But Rav Alexandri used to say, but Hashem, you know that Ritzoneinu, Lasos Ritzoncha. Inside, we really want to be good. We really want to do what's right. This, the Sfas Emes says, is the idea of Poda Hashem Nefesh Avodov, that Hashem redeems the Nefesh Avodov, the inner desire of what a person really wants. And this, he says, comes to fruition on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah, Galui, which is a Gilui of the Ratzon HaPnimi, Yom Teruah, that same Lashon, Zivchei Teruah, the desire. It's the Yom Teruah, it's the day where we're able to express our inner desires. It's the day where we can connect to what we really want. This, I think, is symbolized by the shofar. The shofar blast is not a sophisticated voice. It's not a. There are no words. There's no speech. What's the sound of the shofar? It's just the raw utterance of the soul. It's almost the calling out, the crying out. It's the pure bass noise, voice of the soul crying out and saying, "This is who I am." It's from the inside. It's that voice, the kol haShofar. Is the inner ratzon hapnimi, the inner desire. It represents what I really want. Without all the trimmings, without all the fancy talk and the double talk, it's just the pureness of sound. And that reflects what we're trying to connect to during Elul Yom Noraim. What I'm really about. And this, I think, is the yisod of L'David Hashem Ori, captured by Achashu Alti Meis Hashem Osa Avakesh, Shifti beveis Hashem koyim echayay lachzos benom Hashem ulevaker beheichalo. The Mizmor continues, the third section of the Mizmor, Shema Hashem koli ekra, hear my voice that's calling out, v'chaneni v'aneni. Listen, Hashem, please, to what I really want. L'cha, amar libi. You, Hashem, l'cha, period. L'cha, you, amar libi. That's what my soul, my heart is really saying. Bakshu panai. You said to me, Hashem, Bakshu Panai, seek me out. And indeed, as Panecha Hashem Avakesh, that is what I want. I know you tell me all the time what I should. I know the Torah instructs me about what my goal should be. And I'm here to state, as Panecha Hashem Avakesh. So please, Hashem, Al Taster Panecha Mimeni. Don't turn away from me that face that I seek. Al tat bi'af avdecha. And don't, again, don't push me away, don't forsake me. Ezrasi ha'isa, you've always been my assistance. Al ticheni v'al tazveni Elohei Yishi, my God who saves me, don't forsake me. Ki avi v'imi yazvuni, even if my parents, those who are closest to me, those who I rely upon, ki avi v'imi yazvuni, but still I know Hashem ya'asveni. I know Hashem, you will be there to gather me in. Horeini Hashem darkecha, show me the way. We've stated our desire, and we've stated that our actions don't always reflect that. So we ask Hashem, Horeini Hashem darkecha, show me your ways. Unecheini beorach mishur, help me get onto the right path, leman shoreroi, so that I can disprove those who are trying to condemn me. Al titneini benefesh tzorai, don't let me be given over to the desires of my enemies. Ki kamu v'yedei sheker, they've established against me. Edei sheker, those are the mekatrigim from the beginning of the mizmor. Those are the bekrov alai mireim lechol spesari. Those are the edei sheker, the edim who are saying, look how they act, look how they behave. Look at this guy. He's a person who's desired by God. V'yafeach chamas, and they also, they're throwing in my towards me edus. Oh, that's condemning. And in summation, David says, Lule Hamanti, if it wasn't for the fact that I had tremendous faith in Hashem, Liros Batuv Hashem, so then I'd be lost. If I didn't have faith, doesn't say I'd be lost in the Pasuk, but it leaves it for us to fill in. Lule Hamanti, Liros Batuv Hashem, Eretz Chaim. And then almost in a sense of self, building oneself up, zeros to oneself. David says, Kaveh al Hashem, he reminds himself, he strengthens himself, he gives himself chizuk. Kaveh al Hashem, have faith in Hashem. Chazak v'ametz libecho v'kaveh al Hashem. Strengthen yourself, and then you can have faith in Hashem. And we see here this, the dialectic between, on the one hand, having faith that Hashem will put us on the right path, that He will redeem us. Podeh Hashem nefesh avadov, that He will help us connect to who we are, but at the same time, realizing that we need to be mitchazek, we need to strengthen ourselves, we need to take that step towards Hashem. Elul is Rashi Tevos, Ani Ledodi V'Dodi Li, that if I reach out to Hashem, then He reaches back towards me. By saying Ledovet Hashem Uri, by saying and stating what our real desires are, and by internalizing them, and identifying with them, so then in turn, Hashem assists us with His Siyata Deshmaya, and He allows us and He helps us to disprove the Mekatrigim that say that we're no better than our actions. And He allows us to connect to our inner potential. I thought perhaps this is the idea of Ori, that Hashem is my light. Because you can be in a dark room, filled with diamonds, but without light, if it's pitch black, you won't see the valuable stones that surround you. And it's the same thing here. Inside, we all have a real desire, a real want to do what's right, to serve Hashem, to connect to Hashem, to do the mitzvos. But many times we don't see how pure we really are. We need a light to lighten up the room and to show us what's there. That's the Or of Elul. The Or of Elul is that it allows us to turn on the lights and see what's in the room, to see what's inside us. B'chadrei batan, what do we have inside us? Who we are we really? That's the Or that we're trying to connect to. So Hashem should help that through saying L'davar Hashem Ori and understanding what it means, so we can express our hope in Hashem's salvation and at the same time realize who the real me truly is.